you know, I do this as often as possible to try and, you know, think about what I would want someone to have said to me. First off, you're not alone, right? I think that's the biggest thing that most of us, as we go through this life, is that social media does this, and we do it to ourselves, is we really, you know, put ourselves in these silos that it's all on us and no one else is experiencing the things that we're experiencing. And others, there are other people like you. There are other people going through the same shit. There's other people going through the same struggles. And if you just allow them to be able to understand, no one can help you until you allow them in. If you don't tell someone, how do they know to be able to help you? Right. And in this world that we live in, most people are too scared to be able to say anything to someone and go and try and pull them out without them asking for, you know, to wave their hands, hey, I'm drowning, you know, and that shouldn't always be the case. Before you're drowning, allow people to understand that you're treading water, right? And because there's so many amazing human beings in this world, especially people listening now, that are like, hey, I got you. One of the biggest shifts in my life was when my wife now told me that when I was going through that whole reset, Travis, like, I remember I was trying to build back up, right? Build my companies, go through. And she was, before we got married, she was living in Seattle, and it takes me a second because this just kind of gets into me. She was living in Seattle and she was going to move here to Austin. And she was walking away from a career at Microsoft. She had been asked to be the executive comms for one of the EVPs, which is like the super ladder up to the, you know, corporate level and at Microsoft. And she turned it down and chose me. And right before then, I had a tough month where I was struggling to pay the rent at my house. And I told her, I said, I don't know if you should move here, because I let my ego get in the way. And she's like, what's going on? Like, I've made this choice. What's happening? And that ego stepped in and was like, I can't let her know. I don't want to put her in a bad situation. She's going to move here and realize I can't pay for shit. And, you know, like, really see behind the facade of what I'm trying to, you know, to do. And I just opened up and I told her, and she goes, I got you. And truly, I had never really felt that way before. Because, and she goes, if I was struggling, and as you as a man in our society, and I said, hey, I need help, you as a man would go, okay, I got you. Why can't a woman do that for a man? And I don't really truly understand if I actually truly knew what love was until that moment. It was truly defined for me, and I felt it, and I felt the love that I'd given out to others, but never really felt. Got it in return, and it was a lit shift. So, I mean, that's that whole piece, right? That's what I want people to understand. You make yourself alone unless you tell someone. I could have changed the entire trajectory of my life from that moment. If I had let my ego take over and said, don't move here, there's something else going on. But I was honest. I was raw. I was real. And it's been the best decision and best opportunity in my life to be with my soulmate.